the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF Brazen.
Hello, welcome back. Then, now we go to our final tips of those. The tip number 10 is the turn signal is a request, not a statement. Signal before you touch your brakes. Many people brake first, then slow down, and then turn on the blinker. That is too late. The signal is to tell the person behind you, "Hey, I'm about to slow down to turn." Give them 3 or 4 blinks before you hit the brakes. So to recap, manage your gaps. Look 15 seconds ahead. And please signal before your break. And the tip number 11 is the Wells Straight Rule. When you are waiting to make a left turn at an intersection, keep your wheels pointing straight ahead, until you actually start to move. Why? If you turn your wheels to the left while waiting, and someone rear-ends you, their impact will push you directly into oncoming traffic. If your wheels are straight, you just get pushed forward, which is much safer. And besides the tip 11, I would like to share one tip 12 from the vehicle insurance company in BC. They sent me an email about the resolution for the 2026. I find it, the word is interesting. The word is called the benefit of doubt. We should give other drivers the benefit of doubt. The meaning is, we assume some weird behaviors or some wrongdoings from their driving behaviors is because they have special reasons, for example. someone is driving very slow in front of you, you should give them the benefit of doubt, thinking that maybe this person, his vehicle has some issues and he cannot speed up that fast. Or when someone did a left turn to cutting in front of you when you want to go straight in a cross intersection, you can give them the benefit of doubt, saying, yeah, I sometimes also made that mistake, so yeah, I understand him. So in a nutshell, the benefit of doubt is we give others the trust, saying this driver, he's a reasonable, they are reasonable drivers, and they make mistakes sometimes, like every human. But most of the time, they are good. They are reasonable driver. They are responsible driver. That's the milestone. That's the cornerstone of the traffic rules. And that's the stone of your trust when you can drive your car to school, to work. That's the first tip. That's the first tip shared by the insurance company, benefit of doubt. The second observation, I would say, is in the HOV lane in number one highway in Vancouver, in Metro Vancouver, the speed issue. Because I usually drive my family with me to other cities to eat out, to have fun, to do sports, and I'll use the HOV lane. The maximum speed sign in the roadside is saying 90 kilometers per hour. But in this HOV lane, during the weekends, our holiday hours, people drive with the speed of 110 kilometers per hour. So I am the aliener here to drive only with 100 kilometers. Because my vehicle is an old vehicle, I do not feel safe and comfortable to drive up to there 110 kilometers per hour. And I consulted with my friends. They say, Richard, you are right. You don't need to catch up with them. You just keep your speed. And I also accepted that I will just treat myself as a school bus or as a handicart who cannot speed as other small vehicles. If the vehicles behind me, you want to take over, you can use other lanes to overdrive me. That's okay. That's totally okay. Yeah, that's the observation from my driving experience. The third observation or experience is the robot style driving. Because as humans, when we see the green light and the green light is counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, people people are inclined to rush through the green light to earn some seconds or earn some minutes from back to life. But what if you imagine you are driving a vehicle led by the robots, led by artificial intelligence? They will not do this aggressive behavior. They will keep their 50 kilometers per hour, the maximum speed. And if they saw the green light turns to yellow, it will decide whether it has passed the point of no return. If passed, they go through. If not, they brake. I find that if I use that that mode of thinking to drive, I feel more resolved and I feel more confident and okay to do not rush through the red light and just take the brake as a artificial intelligence vehicle will do. That also saves a lot of energy of decision making. When I drive my vehicle to school, to work, to other place, I just treat the vehicle as an extension of my leg, of my body. But the controlling brain of this vehicle, I treat it as just as a robot doing that. I do not give it too much thought. I drive according to the rules. I find that releases many of my anxiety of driving, and it does not drain my energy anymore as I did when I tried to speed and rush through the light, decide whether I should go through this yellow light or not. Right, that gives me the peaceful mind. Let's take a short break and listen to the song called Deformious by Marami. Hello, welcome back. The tip number 13 is don't block the box. Never enter an intersection unless you are sure you can make it all the way through, even if the light is green. If there is no space on the other side, wait behind the line. If the light turns red and you are stuck in the middle, you are blocking cross traffic and creating gridlock. This happens a lot in downtown Vancouver. The tip number 14 is respect the big trucks, the no zoom. Big semi trucks have massive blind spots. A good rule of thumb, if you cannot see the truck driver's face in their side mirror, they can't see you. Do not hang out next to a truck. Pass them quickly and stay well behind them. The tip number 15 is wipers on, lights on. In gray Vancouver weather, your headlights aren't just for you to see. They are so others can see you. If it's raining enough for your windshield wipers, turn your full headlights on. Daytime running lights often don't turn on your tail lights, making you invisible from behind in the spray. The last tip, tip 15, is the thank you wave. Finally, a psychological tip. If someone lets you in or you make a mistake and cut someone off accidentally, give them a wave. It humanizes you. It diffuses road rage instantly. We are all just people trying to get somewhere. So that brings us to the end of the hour. I hope you picked up at least one new tip today that will make your drive home a little smoother and safer. Thanks for tuning in to CJSF 19.1 FM. I'm Richard. The next show is That Chinese Show on 12 p.m. So drive safe, watch those gaps, and I'll catch you next week.